Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As inflation ticks up and economic uncertainty persists, a growing number of Americans are rethinking what retirement really means. According to F&G's newly released Retirement Reconsidered survey, 70% of Americans over the age of 50 are now considering delaying retirement or even returning to the workforce altogether. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Chris Blunt, CEO of F&G and a former financial advisor who unretired himself. He no doubt has a unique perspective on this trend. Chris, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
So, Chris, got to ask, why did F&G conduct this study?
Yeah, I would say for two reasons. One, you know, we're a major player in the retirement space. F&G sells, you know, $15 billion a year of largely fixed annuities and life insurance. So this is the world we traffic in. And then secondly, you alluded to it. It was, I guess, my own personal experience. I briefly unretired back in 2017 and then got to a point of feeling like I was just missing something from work and camaraderie and teamwork and decided to unretire. And when I started talking to a bunch of my fellow baby boomer friends about that, I discovered that wasn't so unusual. And hence, we decided to do a little research on the topic.
Just weren't into the shuffleboard life, huh, Chris?
Exactly. Well, I used to joke that, you know, my wife kept beating me in golf and tennis and every sport we had, so I needed to go back to work.
So what findings from this year's data stood out or surprised you the most?
Yeah, a few things. One was, I'll start with pre-retirees. More than two-thirds, 70% of pre-retirees said they're considering or actually pushing back their retirement date. So that was interesting. Even more fascinating to me was almost a third, I think it was 29% of retirees are considering coming out of retirement and going back to work. And, you know, for the pre-retirees, when you ask them the reasons, mostly financial, that was the most common. Uncertainty about the environment, concerns about, you know, either their job or inflation. So that was about half of it. But interestingly, for the retirees, the number one reason for wanting to come out of retirement wasn't financial. It was this idea of, hey, I'm lacking intellectual stimulation. I'm lacking camaraderie of work. And I thought that was really interesting.
Do you think that retirement looks different these days than it did from previous generations, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. For starters, the math is just different, John. You know, when Social Security started and they somewhat randomly picked the date of 65 for being retirement, I think the average life expectancy was 67 or 68. And now people are regularly living well into their 80s, their 90s, even to 100. So you've got a plan for a retirement that could be 20, 30 years, in some cases longer than someone's working years, which is kind of mind-blowing. But the other is more emotional. I think some prior generations, the idea of, you know, you worked until a certain period, then it was all leisure. And I just think some of today's generations think about that differently. They make a distinction between financial independence. I'd like the option to retire or to not have the paycheck being the driver of what I do every day. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I want to stop working either part-time or full-time if you really love what you do.
Right. Well, it seems like retirement concerns are growing for Gen Xers versus their older baby boomer counterparts. What are the main reasons that they're considering delaying their planned retirement dates?
Yeah, it is even more. It's, I think, twice as many Gen Xers versus baby boomers said that they're thinking about delaying retirement. And that was also split in terms of the rationale. The number one reason was also this intellectual challenge of, hey, I don't know that I'm going to quickly get to a point where I want to just go, you know, hang out on the beach or, you know, as you said, play shuffleboard. Another were saying, hey, I just would feel better having a larger safety net. So I think some of the communications from our industry of, you got to plan for longevity. You may live a very long time. I think that's starting to resonate with folks. And then number three was inflation. And I think we all understand probably why that's a little more top of mind these days.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best, Our insight, your advantage.
That being the case, what financial strategies would you recommend?
Yeah, look, I would say first and foremost, have a plan, because the other shocking thing that came out of this is more people gave themselves a C in terms of financial readiness for retirement than an A, meaning they're admitting they're not particularly well prepared. But then when you ask them, well, maybe you could use some help and should you get some help, almost half are not using a financial advisor. So my first advice would be form a plan. Talk to a professional. The tools today are unbelievable. They not only can help you put a plan together, you can stress test the plan, you can you know, update it on a regular basis. So that would be point number one. The second would be try to line up as much guaranteed lifetime income as you can. And as far as I know, there's only three sources for that. There's Social Security, there's pensions, if you're fortunate enough to have one. Most people these days, unfortunately, are not, don't have one. And there's annuities. So yeah, trying to line up, if you know you've got expenses that are going to last as long as you live, see if you can't match it up with a guaranteed lifetime income stream.
Based on the survey, what do you think the biggest missed opportunities are for American investors, Chris?
Yeah, I think it's that more holistic view. And that's why I keep coming back to have a plan. You know, I get frustrated when I read things of this product's good, this product's bad. You know, there's no good or bad product. It's all in the context of a plan. So if you're getting good advice, you've got an advisor that you trust, you're doing thoughtful analysis and basing it on real data, I think that's the most important thing. You know, have a plan and stick to it.
What do you think of the current situation? Do you think now is a good time to retire based on the economy that we're in?
Yeah, it's always such a tough question to answer. I would say, given where interest rates are, you know, these are some of the highest interest rates that I've certainly seen in my working years. You probably have to go back to the 70s to find higher interest rates. And since that's a big driver of people's lifetime income or retirement income, you could argue it's a good time in particular to secure some guaranteed income streams. But again, it really comes back to, do you have a plan? Do you have a thoughtful plan? And can you afford to retire right now? And then the last thing I would say is the transition to retirement's about a lot more than the financial aspect. And that's also where a good advisor can be helpful of what do you want retirement to look like? You know, how are you going to spend time? Are you aligned with your significant other on what that looks like? So, yeah, I would say it's super specific. There's some reasons why it could be an attractive time. But I think also people need to be really thoughtful and plan for things can go wrong. And do you have a plan for that?
Great advice. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Awesome. Likewise, John. Thank you.
That was Chris Blunt, CEO of F&G. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.